فلما رفع الى فيه قال بسم الله اوله واخره. He picked up the last muscle to his mouth and then he said these words, بسم الله اوله واخره. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the beginning and at the end. فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي عليه الصلاه والسلام smiled, نبي عليه الصلاه والسلام laughed. ثم قال ما زال الشيطان ياكل معه فلما ذكر اسم الله استقاء ما في بطنه. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that shaitan was eating with him all this while. All the other morsels he ate without taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan was eating with him. Now when his last morsel was there, he said bismillah, he took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said bismillah awwalahu wa akhirahu. So what happened was, shaitan took out, he vomited out everything that he ate. Whatever was in his stomach, he took it out. So there was no share in this man's food for shaitan. So ulama explained two things. One is that it is a possibility that this is a physical thing, that shaitan is physically eating from a person's food. When a person is eating and he eats that food and he finds that I have to eat so much more. When normally, if I read, I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is so much barakat in the food, I don't need to eat so much. But when I don't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I go to eat so much more. He doesn't realize that shaitan is participating with him. Number one. Number two, the ulama explain, is that this perhaps could mean in barakat. In other words, that barakat in the food is not there anymore. It doesn't mean shaitan is physically eating, but that barakat that he would get with little, that barakat he's not getting now. Even he has to eat so much more to get that barakat he would normally get with little. The other thing ulama explained is that when a person doesn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan now becomes his companion on the dasturkhan. Shaitan is eating with him. So automatically there is a bond that is created between him and shaitan. He doesn't realize. Like you go and meet somebody, for example, a person goes to a coffee shop every day, he meets one type of person. He says to him every day, that person now becomes his friend. Now to listen to that person and hear what he has to say and to read his messages become easy. Why? Because he knows this person. There's an affinity that is created. So if shaitan eats with a person all the time on the dasturkhan, now there's an affinity that is created with shaitan. And it becomes very easy now to obey the commands of shaitan. To disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become easy, and to obey shaitan will become easy. Why? To disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become easy because now shaitan is commanding him that you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's already got that affinity with shaitan. He doesn't even realize it because shaitan is eating with him. He's his dasturkhan companion all the time, just because this person never made it a point of reading the du'as at the time of eating. Today we learn a very beautiful du'a. And Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat kana rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'kulu ta'aman fi sittatin min ashabihi faja'a arabiyun fa'akalahu biluqmatain faqala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amma innahu lu samma lakafakum. As Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is eating food with six sahaba. Just to show you how when shaitan eats, with six sahaba, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was eating food. Faja'a arabiyun, the Bedouin came there, and all the food that was there, he ate it in two morsels. Two morsels, he ate all that food up. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commented, Ama innahu lu samma lakafakum. If this person had just taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that food would have been sufficient for all of you. He came and he ate it in two morsels, he ate all the food that was there. It would have been sufficient for all of you if he only took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. دعاء أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا رفع مائدته النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام when he would lift up the دسترخان والدعاء would he read الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? حمدا كثيرا, many 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 praises for the food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. طيبا, pure praises. مباركا, blessed praises. غير مكفي ولا مودع وَلَا مُسْتَغْنًا عَنْهُ رَبُّنَا. Person is making a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not regard this food that you have given us as final. In other words, a person is showing his inability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when a person shows his inability. In Urdu they say ajizi or inkisari. Person shows his inability. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to come back to this food. We are so dependent on this food that you have given us. We don't regard this food as final. وَلَا مُسْتَغْنًا عَنْهُ, nor do we regard ourselves as independent of your ni'mat and this favor of this food that you have given us. Ulama explained such a beautiful dua. Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's given us so much. Hamdan kathiran, Allah, the, all the praises, many praises for you, pure praises, mubarak and blessed praises. Why? Just for example, a person is eating, just, I'll give you an example, one slice of bread. Forget the whole meal, just one slice of bread. You'll need, before that slice of bread comes onto this person, dasturkhan, then before that in the land there would be people that would prepare the land. then people to plant the seeds, then people to irrigate the land, whether artificially or whether naturally, rainwater, etc. Then people to plow the land, then there will be harvesting of the crops, and then that crops now will not need to go for threshing, and then it will go to the mill, and then from the mill to the bakery, and then there are people that will work in the heat to bake the bread, then there will be people to take the thing in the trucks to deliver it to the various supermarkets and shops. Then this person will go and just buy it from the shop, or somebody will buy it on his behalf, and then that bread will come on his table after so many months and months of effort. Now if you take one tarkari, for example, like a biryani, that rice went through the same procedure. Somebody had to plow the land, somebody had to till the land, somebody had to plant the seed, somebody had to harvest it, then he had to go to the mill, and then from the mill it came to the supermarkets, for example, to the warehouses, and then the supermarkets, and then it went to the retailer, then it came to this person's table. That is just the rice that is there. What about the spices? What about the potatoes? What about that meat? How many years of effort to grow up that animal? That animal had to be slaughtered in an abattoir, and then that had to be delivered and kept in cold rooms and protected and sold, and then it just comes in front of him as one meal. Just one meal it comes in front of him, then the spices that are there, then the drinks that the person has got, then the different type of fruits that we see. So all these have been taken, so much of time has taken, you eat it thinking nothing of it. Therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he would lift up that dastarkhan, he would read this dua, why Alhamdulillah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, all praise is due to you. So much ni'mat you gave me, I didn't deserve it, we are not deserving of it. This is how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would think, how we should think. We are not deserving of all these ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Therefore we make this dua, praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what you have given me now, this is not final, I'm still dependent, I will come back to it. And I don't regard myself as independent, that I don't need your favors. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, I am totally in need of your favors. What a beautiful dua of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah pak give us tawfiq of learning it and making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.